Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today's inspiration comes to you from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Angels. This new collection of stories is filled with amazing coincidences, divine intervention, and all kinds of surprising spiritual events. And today's stories are about a couple of miracles that will give you goosebumps. Our first story is from Judy Stengel, who hated driving in the snow, but convinced herself she could drive in the snow just a couple of miles to her local library. She wouldn't even be going on a highway, but would be on back roads the whole way. She says, "I always considered myself a spiritual person who believed in the possibility of the universe offering help and direction, but I had never asked for guidance until then. For some reason, I felt compelled to do so on that wintry February day. Not knowing exactly what to do, I chose Archangel Michael and asked him to protect us, visualizing a benevolent face and beautiful expansive wings surrounding the car. Then I took a deep breath and slid behind the wheel." While Judy's husband provided encouragement from the passenger seat, she carefully started the drive to the library. They were successfully exiting a four-way intersection when it happened. A blue van came barreling from their left, heading directly at them, as a green pickup truck skidded toward them from the right. Judy and her husband were terrified. But then something extraordinary happened. Judy says, "It felt like a presence completely took control of the steering wheel. My hands loosened their grip, barely touching the wheel, as we witnessed the steering wheel moving on its own. Our car swerved sharply to the left, just missing the van by a hair. Then it turned right and dodged the truck. That presence controlled the wheel and steered us to safety." Well, they stopped the car for a moment when they got through that, and then they continued driving down the road in silence. When they pulled into the library parking lot, they looked at each other and whispered, "What just happened?" Judy says, "We both knew that I did not steer us through that potential accident. I couldn't possibly have maneuvered the wheel that nimbly. It had to be divine intervention that saved us." My husband, a pragmatist at heart, concurred. He confirmed that I barely touched the steering wheel that adeptly navigated us to avoid danger. I realized then that my request for protection had been answered.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Marianne DiOrio tells another miraculous tale. In her case, she had made a big mistake. She was driving home from her daughter's volleyball game on a road that had two lanes in each direction, and she got confused about where it was that the road narrowed to one lane in each direction. She was tired. She'd worked all day, and then she'd gone to watch her two daughters play volleyball in an away game that night, because she tried to never miss a game. So here she was, weary and driving alone because the girls were required to go back to school in the team bus. And that team bus was to her right now as she drove along, thinking that she was in the left lane of the two lanes on their side of the road. But she wasn't. Marianne was driving in the oncoming lane because the road was already down to two lanes at that point, one in each direction. And now there were bright headlights coming right at her. And Marianne just froze. She was paralyzed. She couldn't do a thing to save herself. The passengers and the team bus were watching, horrified. Marianne says, "Just as the headlights were about to overtake me, invisible beings lifted my car off the ground, carried it slowly through the air, and gently placed it on the grassy median at the side of the road." And then she became unfrozen, and she turned off the ignition, and she just sat there, stunned by what had happened. She had been rescued from almost certain death, and who knows what would have happened to the team bus in the accident. Marianne heard the shouts of teenage girls running toward her car. "Mom, are you all right?" Her daughters were the first to reach her. Their teammates came right after and said they had all been praying as loud as they could that she would be protected. The girls' coach said, "The team and I watched God's angels lift your car off the highway and place it on the median." Marianne says, "His angels had protected me, and I would never be the same." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Angels, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there. You can see the front cover and the back cover and read more about it. And you'll find this book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, your local independent bookstore. And if you want to read more stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email inbox every day. And you'll see stories from this new book in those free stories that you get. So just head to our website, chickensoup.com, click on the newsletter sign up option. And you can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to the free stories and to this podcast. And don't forget, you can become a Chicken Soup for the Soul contributor too. Click on Submit Your Story on our website to see how it works. Both of today's stories were from writers who are new to the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Come back for our next episode to meet one of those writers, Shannon Anderson, who wrote a story for us in 2011 that turned into an entire book. We're going to talk about how doing a good deed a day can change your life.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.